Welcome to Happy and Unhappy Sundays, and you're now in tune into WIDXRadio.com, the station where we are the best interface, and I'm standing behind.
What is an overpass? Come on. Question, is that an S or a 5?
I think it's a 5.
I thought so. Frustration loading.
Nobody wants more robot tests, but we could all use more ways to save.
Charlotte, for Rob Ott, for Rob Ott.
Error, human.
Switch to Geico for more ways to save.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what's up, what's up, what's good with everybody, man, tonight, man. You're now in tune into WIBSradio.com, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the damn behind, like, wham, reality can really slap you on the face and knock you on the behind, man. I mean, damn, you know, like, this slogan that Merc79 came up with, man, this is what really happens to Word is Born Record Studios, man. Reality be slapping us in the damn face hard. Like, man, I'm going to play a little bit of music, then we'll talk on this subject, then we go in the freestyle session. Because tonight we're going to do this different. Anyway, my father's birthday was officially yesterday. And I usually be down in the dumps, man, when it be that time. And this particular time, I was like, no, I'm not going to be down in the dumps. I'm going to celebrate him. I figure I'll celebrate him this whole month, man. I'm going to be putting his 32nd degree mercenary certificate in front of the damn radio station from here on out. You know what I mean? Let people know that I ain't come from no weak background, especially them damn females that walked out on me and turned their back on me. And let me get into this subject real heavy, like. And I ain't got no hate against no female. I don't care. You know what I mean? Just the fact of the matter is, it's dirty how the hell a female do it, dude. Be with him for a matter, certain damn matter of years. Holy matrimony and decide, like, oh, I don't want to be no more. And then you just think you want to, you just make up all these damn excuses on why you want to leave them. But anyway, like I said, I was sitting back chilling because this subject pertains to the subject that I'm going to talk about is love. I don't want to talk about it tomorrow, all right? I don't want to talk about the damn subject love tomorrow because you know what? The way I feel about it, I was about to call Valentine's Day killing day, word bond. I was about to call Valentine's Day a killing day tomorrow. So, you know, but just so happens the elder at my church today, he spoke on the subject about personal peace, man, and stuff like that, and it kind of shot some tears up out of my eyes. I ain't going front, man. I'm 42 years old. I'm a hardcore-ass hip-hop artist. Man, I was sitting up there choking up, sitting in the pew like a little baby. Because you know why? Because we talked about personal peace, but the whole time it kept talking about alcohol was involved. I kept hearing the word alcohol come out because the law of chastity is, talks about no pornography, no sex out of a marriage, no, you know what I mean? No drugs, you know what I mean? And then the next thing, you know, and then he was talking about marriage, you know what I mean? And like about, you know what I mean, it took every ounce of me not to flip out, man. So all I could do was sit down and sit in the pew and cry. I was choking up like a little baby crying, man, because the subject was coming on about how some people think alcohol is all right to do, but it's not. And I wanted to say so bad, you know what, I wanted to say so bad in church today, you know what, alcohol comes on black men and me and my daughter. But I couldn't. I was sitting there choking up, crying, sitting in the pew, crying. You know what? And I was just sitting there. And I just kept thinking. And you know what? I couldn't say nothing. Anytime a speaker usually speaks, man, I always be able to say something. Man, it messed with my heart and my soul so hard, man, that I couldn't say nothing. But all I did was cry. And I ain't no soft-ass dude. I ain't soft. Ain't nothing soft about me. So, yeah. That's why I want to talk about a subject tonight of love. You know what I mean? Just a little bit. So, you know what I mean? Anyway, I was sitting there, and the conversation just kept coming up about relationships. And more about alcohol. And it was just blowing inside me, man. You could have thought that I was maybe some kind of mean monster holding in all my pain, just sitting there. And I literally started feeling uncomfortable. I didn't want to hear the subject no more. I didn't want to hear the subject. I didn't want to hear the discussion no more, man. All I could do was cry. Just sit there and cry. I waste all my years on females. They won't just turn their back on me. My first wife. Her father told me to my face. The time of my son getting born. I remember the day in the hospital. I was in the hospital. My son had just got born. Now, a father-in-law, that getting ready to be a father-in-law, supposed to congratulate my son-in-law. Think I got the congratulations? No. Came out the room after my son was born and told me he didn't like me because I wasn't shit and I wasn't going to have to be shit. He said my family didn't think I was shit. And that happiest moment, my first son getting born, first happiest moment, my son getting born, made me feel the miserablest motherfucking dude ever. You know what? This was right after I dropped my album, right after I been on, right after I went in, and right after I was promoting, putting my music out, busting my ass to change my life around. Because I ain't graduated from high school, so anybody say, you're going to be a loser. Loser. But I prove that like the wrong. You know what I mean? I prove anybody wrong. So you know what I mean? That was one strike. So I end up going to jail, getting locked up. Oh, who's the other guest right here? Guess you on the air. You like something you like to say? Guess you on the air. Is it anything you like to say? Guess not. They just listening, huh? Well, just do it like this, then. We'll keep them up there. We'll just turn the mic back on where I can talk. I don't know who it was. It said 111. I don't know. You know those little numbers that pop up. You know what I mean? They ain't saying nothing, but it's all good. Hey, I hope they enjoy the show, and I hope they enjoy the subject. Word up. But anyway, you know what I mean? Well, anyway, I mean, so that made a hindrance get put inside of my first marriage. It didn't matter what I did. Man, I was on television, Spotlight Entertainment, with intakes from Daily Venoms. I had my own DVD. More than the average bastard. Niggas be working at damn restaurants and getting praised by their girlfriend. Well, I was making big ass moves. Big moves bigger than anybody in the damn universe. Bigger moves, man. And I got looked at like I was a piece of shit. And if whoever don't like my show, read a tag and say explicit content. Okay? If you mind a weed, go look it up. Explicit mean I'm going to express. We express ourselves on this motherfucker. So, all right? And content meaning you're going to hear content from us. So, like, you know. You know, anyway, like.
If you don't like it, you can If you don't like it, you can press your button the fuck up out of here. That's what you can do.
Hey, Ben Spacek, well, listen to me. So, you know what I mean? So, anyway, you know what I mean? So, that hindered my first marriage. So, time went on. You know what I'm saying? It went on and went on. And years passed down the line. So, I go to prison in Texas. Big up to my Deuce Crips dudes out in Texas was in prison with me. Big Shelf and all my dudes that was out there saluting me and giving me a showing me appreciation and telling me if I slow it down, they'll understand me better. So that's why I slowed my talk down so people can understand me better. You know what I mean? So anyway, you know what I mean? I get locked up. I go to prison. I get out. So I try to bounce back up. I pay off North Carolina and Texas at the same time. This dude, her father was still on some crazy nonsense. He tried to swing on me when I had my little baby in my arm. In my own apartment. And then he said it again. I don't like you, Keno, because you ain't shit. I was like, and he tried to swing on me. And that's when, and listen, my first wife wasn't even completely healed. He made her and my son, he snatched them and let them go, had them to go stay with him. Go stay with him. You know what I mean? So it's like, no matter what I tried, man, it kept coming at me sideways. That's why I say I'm monster. Whoever don't like me, you can kiss the bottom of my damn Brutus Board record shoe. Believe me. Where the ridge is at. Lick on the ridges at the bottom of it. And see how you, see if you like the taste of what I've been walking on. All right? So, you know, you know what I'm saying? So, like, here's past the line. So, you know what I mean? 2009. I'm staying with her mother, you know, God rest her mother's soul, and her mother's boyfriend. Busting my ass to do whatever I had to do. But at the time, I was still writing and working on my music. Music has always been holy matrimony to me. My career, my music, my talent has always stuck by me. It ain't never walked past. It ain't never left me behind. No matter where I go, how old I get, no matter what church I join, when I was Pentecostal holiness, hip-hop was still there. When I was Baptist, hip-hop was still there. Now I'm Mormon, hip-hop's still here. It ain't like a woman. A woman can be like, oh, I'm getting tired. I don't want to be with you. No, but, know what I mean? On some old dumb shit. It's all good, but like I said, so 2009, she finally come out of the woods while I'm babysitting my son while she go to work. Her mother go to work. Her mother boyfriend go to work. Where her mother husband go to work. I'm staying there with my son all night, all day, taking care of him. Practically raising my little boy. But females don't understand. They don't think I can raise kids, man. Get out of here. I've been raising kids all my fucking life. Right? I mean, so it's like, she finally come out one night and say, hey, yeah. It was during the time of income tax time. She's like, yeah. Yeah, when I told you that I was going hanging out with my girlfriend, Rhonda, I went hanging out with her. I was going to a hotel, spend a night with a dude. I've been having an affair on you. What? Whatever. Income tax time. I don't give a fuck what you do. Me and your son getting ready to move into a place up here. And the dude that I've been having a affair on you with gonna be helping me take care of your son. See, females don't care about sticking a dagger through your fucking heart, all right? They don't care about that shit. They doing men like a damn, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, stuck them damn stabs and them knives inside of them vampires' heart. You know what I mean? See, that's what females do. Females take a dagger and stick it in your heart and expect you to just sit there and let it sting in there. Instead of pulling it out, they don't think you're going to pull the shit out. And let the blood go, just spurt it all out every damn way. So you know what I mean? I had to go back home to my mom's and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Went back home to my mom's. Mom was like, I can't believe she did you like that. Because the man you is, the man you was, the kind of husband you been, what you did, I put it off my shoulder. You know what I mean? So, you know, let's go all the way back to when I moved from Monroe, North Carolina, and moved out to the beach. That's where things got really weird at. Don't want to really get into what happened before the beach. That's small. But anyway, got a manager. If anybody ever tell you don't miss business with pleasure, listen to their ass. Don't do it. Because it'll be your worst mistake.
If you mix business with pleasure,
I don't give a damn if the girl look good. I don't give a damn if the dude act like he want to marry you. You better not miss no business with pleasure, because when that shit hit the fan, you're going to be looking stupid, and you're going to get injuries from that situation. So let's put it to go to me. Let's go to how I got stabbed over 168 times and got a piece of my meat cut off the left side of my arm. Because I mixed business with pleasure. So, like, you know what I mean? After that situation was over, the female leave me, stab me one more last time, and bounce and go home. My cousin was there. He know all about it. He know about me pulling, snatching the knife up out my left arm and letting the blood gush everywhere, and the cops come there, and I cover myself up with green and army fatigue and make it look like nothing happened. You remember that best man tackler?
Temple.
You remember that? No.
Tempo.
Yes. You remember that, right?
Tempo.
Yeah, and then she ended up driving off going home. You know what I mean? See, females always want to stay home. See, that's the problem with women. They ain't real. They not real, man. They ain't like a man. When a man has some problems, he don't run from them. He got to face that stuff. I don't even understand why Eve should even get presented like she all soon, because if it's just true, why the hell do women run every time when the situation go a little bit weird? Tell me that one. And then a man be left to put a damn puzzle together that he don't even know where the rest of the pieces at to go to it. So anyway, I know everybody wondering what got me in this mode, huh? Love. Okay? Love. Such when you stick a hip-hop artist too many damn times, or entrepreneur, or a hardcore hip-hop artist, we don't sit back and take too much more. Y'all remember Tupac? Y'all remember all the hardcore rappers? You remember DMX? You remember all of them? We don't take no more shit after people keep messing with us, man. I mean, but, like, anyway, I'm going to jump back and forth to subjects. So my father's birthday was yesterday. I found out when I was 33 years old, before I got stabbed all to pieces, well, no, it was after I got stabbed all to pieces, that somebody murdered my father, chopped him up to itty-bitty pieces, buried him under somebody's living room floor. Ain't no obituaries, ain't none of that shit right there I can go find. Only thing I got is the man 32nd degree blue clip everybody can see on Facebook. And then the certificate where all y'all see it right now. You know what I'm saying? And and his thing, his button with the eagles on it, with the birds on top of it, with the diamond in the middle. So anyway, his birthday was yesterday. So I was trying to figure out what I could do to make myself feel better. So I was like, hell, how about I just load all my soul that I done did? Go to YouTube and load my songs. So I load the one that I did, Monroe NC Outbreak number one, the first one. Then I did the conversations with my grandson. I think I was one of these motherfuckers I'm going to shoot. Go run. I put that out with me holding the gun in front of the video. Dope. The video's so dope, it got me rotating like a damn gun and getting ready to shoot bullets out. And I'm sitting there with my gun. So I done loaded on the damn YouTube. Yo, the other thing on the YouTube. For some reason, it didn't go to my main YouTube page. So what do I get for a surprise? Don't know. Before that, I had went and took it to the Windows Movie Maker. I went too far. I was working to set it up so I could put the video on YouTube. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, my damn computer went weird. The damn whole screen turned blue. And I had just got finished setting up the Windows Movie Maker for the videos. So I had to cut my computer off. And one thing about being a Mormon and about being a Latter-day Saint, man, if you close your eyes and pray to Heavenly Father, He'll make things happen. So I was sitting there like puzzled. This is like 2 a.m. in the morning. Puzzled. Like, what's happening with my computer, with my laptop, man? I cut it off and put it over to the side. I prayed, picked it back up, prayed to Heavenly Father. I was like, Heavenly Father, I need to get my song or I need to get my work on YouTube. All of a sudden, I try to cut my computer back, my laptop back, it comes right back up. So I finally go load the stuff. So when I get there and I get the stuff loaded, as soon as I get it loaded, what do I come up on a surprise? Mr. Valentine's Part 1 and 2. PPF. Do you know what movie that was? That was the first movie that I did when me and Catherine Marie Nagloski first met. Kind of like a flick with all types of stuff mixed in it. But at the end, there was poetry playing in the background, and I was banging the hell out of her ass, and she was moaning all through the fucking track, all through the damn. It was a whole damn scene with me banging my wife, the one that left me. Now they got it on a damn site promoting the movie on all the movie places, where all the YouTube and all the movies that come out for Hollywood and all that, they promote it. Over 50 something damn people watching it, and they still promoting it. And it was when I first met my first wife, well, my second wife, and we didn't have our little girl. It was during the time when she had just got pregnant with my little daughter. And I tell you, this was the night of my father's birthday. Man, I seen this shit, and I was so stung up mad, because all the other times when we were together, even out here, I couldn't find the movie. They cut the movie from the regular YouTube page, Keno White. But if you type in Keno White now, it'll take you to a page that's an exclusive page that got three damn songs on there new by me now. Three songs and videos, and it got the damn first movie I shot with my second wife. It got me going inside of the church with my pastor Stephen Knight. I think it could have been his birthday or something, but it got all this footage in there. And it was the X-rated movie we made. These bastards on movie places and film places been promoting the movie. So I'm sitting there the whole time, my father's birthday going, and I'm like, man, you see this, father? And all I could do is sit there and just be angry and cry. Man, I got a 9mm Ruger, man, right now. I'm going to find out from the USCCA, man, where I can go and start let off some slugs, man, because I'm telling you, man, other than rocking microphones, man, I'd rather go target practice with my 9mm, man. Like I said on that song, I said, what do the lonely do on Christmas? The future and emotions, which I'll play tonight. You know what I mean? But anyway, man, I mean, it messed my head up. It was the first time that we met. she was the first chick that ever made a flick, a movie with me, and decided that she didn't care if we was having sex and it was getting filmed and recorded. No wonder all that was going on in my life. No wonder all that stuff was happening in our life. No wonder all that stuff was coming up. No wonder she laughed away. And that ain't the half of it. They took a snippet from the movie called Shrinking Worlds, when we was talking about how much we cared about each other, that little snippet clip and all that stuff, they took that and put it over there too. So I'm going to give everybody something what the hell they want to hear. Believe me, Mr. Valentine, boy, 2022 going to be a month, right? Believe that. So, you know what I mean? Best, I just had to put that out there, man, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally, it's like the universe was trying to cause more and more insult to my injury. Something I didn't know about. A movie that I shot a long time ago, around about maybe between 14 and 15. 2014 to 2015. My whole mind was messed up. I was like, so this what a movie went to? Mr. Valentine, / PPF, past, present, future, 2-in-1, the movie I was wondering what happened, why I didn't on my page with all them views, no, because they cut it, they took it and cut it and put it somewhere and promoting it exclusive right now. I got a damn exclusive page I didn't have any idea about. It's all good, man, because I'm telling you, I ain't no softy, and don't no nigga, any poo-butt, faggot-ass nigga, don't get me twisted, because I'm going to tell you something. I could be the meanest mobster ever. Don't push my fucking mobster button, all right? It goes for niggas that's out there in that town where that girl claim that niggas just be acting like they talking about you don't want no smoke. No, you don't want no smoke. Bring your ass out here. I smoke the shit out you. How about that, motherfucker? How about that? And I put that on everybody. Don't get me twisted just because I went and got religion, man. Why you think I went and got religion? So it keep me from killing them up, right? Believe that. One dude was in church today talking about he was at a rifle range, shooting range, and he was in the military, and he said he was a guy he really couldn't stand. He wanted to kill him and kill him right at the rifle range. But he just didn't. See, that's why I'm expressing my feelings right now. Because if I hold the shit in, man, I'm PTSD. I'm around to kill your ass. What up? Know what I mean? Word up. It ain't threats. They promises. So, you know, I just wanted to talk about love for a minute, you know? You know what I'm saying? Love my ass, all right? Like I said, I was going to call Valentine's Day Kill Day. I was going to call it Kill Day tomorrow. But it just took the sweet mobster in me, like Bill said on Kill Bill, ain't never been nice, but he'll try to be sweet. I ain't never been nice. I try to be sweet. So anyway, Best Spectacular, man, I'm sorry for going all out of all crazy mode, you know what I mean? I just been dealing with some crazy stuff, all right? You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure out what the hell is the problem. Why is it when a female be with me for so many certain years, they decide they want to go back to living their old ass way? You know what I mean? What's that about? What is that about? Tell me what that be like. What's that about? Do you hear me? Can you hear me good, man? Is my vocals picking up good? They picking up good?
Yeah.
You sure you can hear me good when I talk right here?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how you feel on Kill Day going to be here tomorrow? That's what I want to call it. I don't want to call it Valentine's Day no damn more. Fuck Valentine's. You know what I do? Instead of putting an arrow through Valentine's Day, hold on, wait. I just want to say one thing, and I'll let you say what you want to say. Instead of putting a little arrow through a Valentine's Day thing, you know, like that Cupid bow or whatever, I put a fucking bullet through a Valentine's Day heart. And Cupid need to go shoot a Valentine for me. Bow! Make ass come here like the caveman used to do. Caveman used to knock the hell out of a female and drag their ass. Maybe Cupid should take instead of getting a bow and arrow, he should get a damn gun and go shoot a female and bring her to my ass. I'm just being funny right now. Go ahead, man. Say what you're going to say. I mean, it is happy and unhappy Sundays. Whoever don't like it, just go crack an egg open and suck on it. Come on, man. Go ahead, Best. My bad, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let me light up an incense, man, so I can, because we, hey, this session about to get crazy tonight, dog. Word up. Because I put some crazy beats on here tonight. So go ahead and talk, man. I'm sorry, man. I apologize. My apologies. Wouldn't want to make nobody's stomach hurt. It's listening. Because I talked about Kill Day. It's going to be tomorrow. I was going to call it Valent Day. Valent Times Day. But I just said I'm being smart. Kill Day. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Talk. My bad. Come on, Beth. Come on, man. Don't leave me hanging. Go ahead and talk, man. I need to cut you off.
Honestly, with me, all I gotta say is Valentine's for me, Valentine's Kills Day for me. Well, it's I really can't explain it. I don't know what to expect that day. Yeah, well, I don't know what to really expect. Because, you know, even though, yeah, I might have a Valentine's, but I don't know if my Valentine's gonna get to me. So I just let the day come, and if it come, I just be like, you know what, fuck it. It's another damn day for me.
You know, little Steve just told me that, because I had broke down today and shit, and I remember one thing about him. He always told me where he was living. He was like, he always said this to me. He was like, because I used to be all down and stuff, and he seen when I'm getting down and where he was living, and it took for me to put on the white durag he left for me and stuff, and he communicated with me and started talking with me. I was sitting down in my kitchen, and he said, "Cuzzo," he said, "you're doing it again." And I was speaking in my head, like, what am I doing? He's like, "You being a hermit." He's like, "What did I tell you?" He said, "What did I tell you, Cuzzo? You can't let things make you turn to a hermit," meaning that you just be closed in. You just sitting around, you ain't doing nothing. He was like, "I understand that you done found religion and you a Mormon and all that stuff and everything, but look at your life, man. Women still running and out your life, leaving you. And they make your ass," he said it just like this, and he said, "they make your ass turn to a hermit." He said, "Every time," he said, "I done seen it every time, Cuzzo. Every time a female leave you, no matter how long y'all was together, she turned your ass to a hermit." He said, "Stop. Get up. Do something, man." He was like, don't let a female turn you to a hermit, man. He was like, "Look, you still got work to do." He was like, "Where does boiling breakfast clock can't stop ticking?" He was like, "What are you doing?" He was like, "Get up." He was like, "Don't worry about what everybody else doing. Everybody else ain't you." And he was like, "Besides," he was like, "that female left you and your daughters." He was like, "She wasn't inviting me to be with you." He was like, "Just accept it." He was like, "I know the day I seen you today." He said, "I seen you in that ward in the Mormon church." He said, "I seen you. You couldn't say nothing. I seen you was crying. I seen that you, when they kept bringing up that about the alcohol, when they kept bringing up that about marriage, about relationships, it just choked you up. You couldn't say nothing." He was like, "Man, stop being a hermit." He was like, "If she left you, she wasn't worthy of you." He was like, "Matter of fact, why don't you just put my do-rag back on?" He was like, I help you out. He's like, I help you out. And he was like, anybody else that, you know what I mean, that care about you really, that help you out. And he was like, you know what? God sent me back to be your angel again, man. Because every time a woman leaves you, as in a wife, you go back to a hermit mode. He was like, stop doing it, man. He was like, I understand it's getting ready to be Valentine's Day. He said, but you got to make the best of that, man. He was like, wasn't you alone last Valentine? He was like, make the best of it. He was like, let's get to work. He said, word is born, record studios, manufacturers, enterprises, headquarters have not stopped running. It's still going. He was like, get back on it. He was the night, make the session deadly. Deadly. To anybody that hear it, they gonna be hurt. So this session is dedicated, called Kill Valentine's Day. I want to kill it before it comes. So, without any further ado, Mr. Merch 79, are you present? William, dude, you know I'm freaking present. Well, Merch, just go ahead and start this show like we used to do back in the day when I didn't have no woman around me, when the women were acting stupid, when wives was leaving you. Get my drift, Merch. Yeah, dude, I'm getting ready to do it right now, dude. So, Best Bag Tackler, dude, what's going on, dude? Mr. 239 just hit that PTSD button, dude, didn't he? Project Kill Valentine's Day, wham, dude. You know what, dude, you better not start, dude. I'll show you what Project Kill Valentine's Day means, dude, if you freak with me tonight, dude. I tell you what, dude. I'm going to tell you something, dude. You're not so acting stupid, dude. Dude, I'm not going for it tonight, dude. Dude, I'm not going for it the freaking night, dude. I would taser the hell out of you, dude, and make you poop out of Valentine's Day heart, dude. Mess with me, dude. Play with me, dude.
I would.
Come on, dude. Play with me if you want to, dude.
I would taser the hell out of you, dude. Don't play with me, dude.
I'm telling you right now,
the hell out of you, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, dude.
Hey, dude.
Okay, dude. If you're going to impersonate me, I'll make you poop out a whole bunch of Valentine's Day hearts, dude, and you can give that to your Valentine for a freaking Valentine's Day gift. How about that, dude? Don't freaking play with me, dude. Don't freak with me,
dude. All right, dude.
Don't freak with me, dude. Don't freak with me, man.
All right, dude. All right, dude.
Man, Murk, you tripping, boy. Ain't you ready for the session? 239, I'm looking for something right now, dude. All right, well, let's get it going. Merc, where is it at? Man, 239, dude, be patient with me, dude. I'm trying to find it.
Be patient, dude.
You know what? You imitate me one more time. I'm going to imitate your – I'm going to taste the hell out of you, all right, dude? Imitate me one more time, you mimicking mother. Do it again, dude. Do it one more time, dude.
Dude.
I tell you what, I'm going to mark Michael Blackton. You done pissed me off. Do it one more time, mother chaka. Do it, you mother chaka. Do it, you mother chaka. Mark me with you.
Yeah, dude.
Come on, mother chaka. Come on, mother.
Yeah, dude. What's wrong with you, dude?
Do you know who you're after with, Mother Tucker? Do you know who you're after with, Mother Tucker? My name is Mike 79, motherfucker. Mother Tucker, I'll tell you. Now say something else, yo.
Murk, what the hell wrong with you, man?
Man, I don't know what's wrong with him, boy. He done went Michael Blackton on niggas, man. Hey, you know what? Maybe it's because he played that crazy-ass Geico commercial earlier. With the robot. Did you catch that one? Did you catch it, Bess?
Rob, I. Error, human.
Human.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. I want my baby back,
baby back ribs. I got my baby back ribs.
Merc 79 said he called it Project Kill Valentine Day.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Merc 79 said he called it Project Kill Valentine's Day, dog.
I want my baby back, baby back. I want my baby back.
Yeah, man, because you know what I mean?
Baby,
like, but listen to me for real. Listen to me. Hear me out, man. Like, you ever been around and people be like, oh, they relationship and everything's so gushy-gushy. They partner all for them and stuff. And, I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till them years keep going down. When the years go down, that's when the women be like, you know what? It's something about him I don't like, him. I'm about to leave. I don't like
Yeah,
because
they have too many people in their ear. That's why.
Exactly. You said it right. Especially the ones that be having witches in their damn ear. Talk about play with red candles and fucking salt. Fuck out of here. Give a fuck who take feelings the wrong way tonight. Tonight is you're going to get your feelings hurt. If your ears is premature or premature or whatever the hell it is, don't listen to the show tonight. Because this mother is going to be stupid. Merc is looking
you know
for
what
the
I
sound
just,
of
I
our
just, introduction. I just don't like her. I just don't like her. He immature.
He's immature. Howard Stern. He's immature. I just I'm like, you know what? I'm doing kind of well for myself. I'm going to do it before he slipped out. Hold on. This is what we do to our haters. This is what me and Ben Spectacular do to rappers in the game. This is how we piss them off. They be talking all coming. First, he's like, you know what? I'm doing kind of well for myself. Got a few diamond chains, walk around with diamond chains, riding around driving that Bugatti. I'm going around doing that, you know, and I'm doing everything. You know, I just can't stand the damn thing. No, motherfuckers going to stop riding. They just got me down. You know what I'm thinking about? He flipped on that nigga at the end. He flipped on that nigga. No wonder he made that movie Positive Points. He made that nigga mad as hell, didn't he? You know, if he would have just listened to me, if he would have just listened to us and everything, you know, what about that time when he first got in front of that dude door? He's like, yeah, how you doing, Amy? Yeah, you know, he's, I got Howard Stern. I said, what? What? You got what? What's on my door?
You got that fuck Howard Stern in front of my door? You got that old thing in the front of my office? Well, I'm not going to see the stupid fuck. Fuck off.
Hey, that's why we be getting hated. From niggas and females, boy, that's why we get hated. They be hating like a motherfucker. You know what? I don't like him no more. I think he got older. I just don't like him no more. All right, Merc, let's get this show running. Best don't say nothing until the beat come on, dog. And tonight, I'm going to let you take a beat to your face. When Merc 79 tell you to take it to your face, take it to your face. I ain't going to be rhyming on it. Tonight, that's going to be one of them nights right here. All right, and here we go. Bam! Best, is you ready yet?
Yeah.
Yo, is you ready? All right. Merc 79, I'm about to play something to take your mind back a long ago. Merc 79 said this one going to take your mind back a long ago in action. Let me come in whenever you want me to come in. Wham!
Tupac never did much.
motherfuckers, y'all better know this. Motherfuckers never gonna take me alive, because this nigga always ready down to keep the drive. Ain't nobody wanna go with the side. Everything that this nigga just gonna live with. I'm the nigga that ain't never gonna quit. I'm the nigga that's always just gonna be the nigga that's to leave the nigga sick. Like he got C6, Rocky on the boat. Don't give a fuck about the niggas. Everything that the niggas wanna talk about, they ain't talking about the low bunch of nonsense. I am the nigga that always just gonna go with the pain. Looking at so many women that used to just go around and they used to play me. Used to play my face and they just wanna play. Pray on your soul just like a praying mantis. Everything that these niggas just wanna look is going outstanding. These niggas wanna find a woman. Wanna go and they wanna please a woman. Wanna go out all out for the woman, but the woman they really ain't trying to go for you. Going on the kill day, yeah, it's a kill switch, so I'm just gonna kill everything. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just got a fit. Glad the niggas just don't even understand when I got on the beat the first time. This a nigga that's always used to be on my ride on myself. Everybody just wanna say that it ain't never enough. As I just blow everything up, everybody just say, yeah, this is strange up. That the niggas ain't ever wanna come with us. This is nothing but a sign of danger.
Yeah. Check it. Back in the days, I used to aim to bust nuts in the slut spot. But nowadays, I ain't got no luck on that. Can't get a female to come and chill at my spot. So I resort to the next thing on the top of my mind. Man, sometimes I wanna just go out and lay out a whole bunch of shots from my Glock 9. I call her Nina, because it's time for me to get rid of all these fakers haters. Crews will be getting on my nerves, sometimes I don't understand. Man, that I have to go through my mind and deep meditate shit. And be thinking about the next way that I'm gonna be making it. And wondering how I'm gonna take care of situations to take care of my little Helen and my Eliana. And I'ma tell you something, if I was to resort back to that way that I used to be back in 2006, a lot of niggas would be running around acting like a whole bunch of females getting ready to get sick. Cause yo, Mr. 239 ain't ever played, man. I've been on the street, that's the reason I walk around with Timberland boots on and nothing but a whole bunch of army for 10 gold. For my life, it's always seemed like a war. So all you niggas that they don't understand, if it wasn't for this hip-hop of me releasing everything that was inside of my pores, a lot of y'all would be feeling like something is really happening. What's going on? Like I told y'all before, I gotta feed my two little daughters, and it's only me. I gotta play the position of being a single parent. To all you niggas out there thinking y'all could compare it, walking around, having everybody around in your corner, saying that they're gonna be there for you, and then you ain't got to worry about a female skipping out on you after serving the chick for 5 years. Getting mad because her bitch ain't you got near, and what your life been about, all the things that you've been doing, and how much you've been pushing love out. That's how it is, most females be acting like they really want to be where you at the beginning. What's the reason? What's the reason why women be trying to pick out a husband? What do they really looking for? Sometimes a financial base, or do they be looking for a man that's going to rock their face? Most females want to be with a dude that's abusing them. Some females want to be with a dude that's using them. Some females wanna be with a dude that's going out slinging drugs and bringing a whole bunch of pop holes. They don't wanna be with a real entrepreneur. Somebody that owns their own stars on the internet. Somebody that owns their own team. Or somebody walking around with WIP. All star streets walking around to the same $9. Yo, that's what I walk around with on my feet. I can't believe a female leave and walk away from me just because what I'm paying. Take it to the face. Bam!
Tyler, pick it through my flesh. Time to get my pay.
Bam! To the face, that dude.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. looking at the difference. Everybody just wanna go and they just wanna speed and everything. Tell this nigga all they just wanna be in the light. Yeah, I'm always just gonna be on the light. And everybody just wanna come and take the light away from me. Try to take every woman away from me. Niggas can't take nothing from me. They ain't even give it to me. That mean I'm always gonna be a place. You can see around your abilities and killers, and everybody just wanna come around and they wanna feel it. Every minute is the memory that a nigga just over filler. You get a nigga, give him a thriller. Ain't nobody really gonna go back to the way I used to be, old way back. The first time when I got on the beat, it was a hit. Everybody go to the beat and listen to it. Listen to what a nigga was saying. They know that I ain't never been on that bullshit. So this nigga knows that I never been quick. That mean everything that a nigga go and script. Yeah, this nigga just go and I just rhyme and everybody get the drip. I'm really gonna go with the pain. Everything that I put on the beat, it ain't no thing. Everything that a nigga just rhyme from, it is going like that. Just walking with shoes that got no strings. Don't need no strings in it. Walk barefooted like I'm walking in the gates of heaven. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go from the 87. Put something and I'm gonna put something on him. Yeah, it's a 187 on him. Yeah, just call it on him. That's when I used to have the pleasure, when I used to walk with it on me. Everybody just said that they wanna run up on me, but the niggas can't even get on me. Niggas can't even get it on me. They try to bring their own on me. They better have God with them when they coming to me. Everything that a nigga go in my feet. I am the nigga that is always gonna be on the, be on it, be on the mic. Everybody just say, yeah, the nigga just throwing it rhymes so right. Ain't nobody gonna speak it right. They gonna go rhyme or toss the beat. Get on the beat and everybody say, yeah, this nigga, he just get on the beat. Like it's nothing but a feast. Yeah, these niggas wanna just on the beat. No, it ain't no wanna be. I am the nigga that's always just on the beat. On the corner, on the corner. With my niggas, that means my niggas that gonna be the something and ready to blast the niggas. Ain't nobody really gonna talk about the niggas. From the other past is Memphis, ain't that the nigga just go there, I just mash it. Bash the gas, push the pedal. Ain't nobody ever gonna stop the level. Everything that a nigga just gonna just go in. I never thought of the devil, but the devil, you always try to just send somebody at you. Send somebody in your corner just to knock you out of action. Knock you out of everything. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go and I just give everything. Spit off a beat. Everybody say, dang, they ain't fit for the beat. I'm the nigga that's always just gonna be the nigga that's always just gonna stick on the beat. Put a stick out and make it hit. All doing me niggas can talk about what they gonna hit and what they gonna do. I'm a nigga that ain't gonna say nothing, I'm just gonna do it. More actions show better than words, so they know that I just go and I just flip so many birds. With adjectives, everything that they nigga just wanna talk about. Yeah, this nigga just go in and sit like he just got the shits like I got last to do. Took the last to do, yeah, I can't hold my bowel movement. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just throwing in the movement. W.I.B., this the nigga that just keep on the beat. That mean everybody just say, yeah, it's a fee. That the nigga just wanna go and pay. They better pay us for what we do. Whatever we make, yeah, we so improved.
And dude, here we go. Let's do it. Best is spectacular. You and Mr. 239 go together. Mr. 239, start this off. Bam, bam. You wanna pay my bills? Hell no. I know you want me to tonight. I know you all are women that get get me a green card, get me an AM card, get me an Amazon card, give me all the money in your wallet. Fuck out of here, you crazy? You think you gon' get anything that I work hard to get? Man, I've been working there since I was 13 years old. No, I know you want some dough, girl. Come on, let's go. You want some crazy shit? Yeah, you say you get a pile of shit. So do you need to go back and call it? You need to go back and call them and make a call? Say what?
They ain't even answer now.
Oh, so you want to go back now? Want to finish that shit off? You want me to bring that beat back on? I mean, I got another one right here. You know what I'm saying? It's more here. All right, let's Merc 79 got another one for us right here. You got another one right here. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be back on the grind hard, man. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's always been my ammo, man. Women always leave me around weird-ass holidays. Like, they always do that. Like, I mean, I, you know, personally, I might as well should have one of them big-ass boards in here. The studio board, because the way women be leaving me, they be leaving me like they getting personal feelings and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, just craziness. So, all right, man, let's do this, man. Big ups to Let Merc 79 say it, not me. I don't want to say it. Yeah, dude, big ups to the Goody Mob, dude. Merc, man, you wild, man. What you got on here for Goody Mob? What beat you got on here? Dude, you wait till you hear it. Yeah, you always be doing stuff, man. Merc, you be doing some crazy stuff, man. Well, dude, you know, I am a part of you, dude, so when things bother you, dude, they bother me. Because, you know, when your wife left you, Alpha Bunny had been left me, dude. Yeah, I know. That's why you moved to space, right? Yeah, dude. That's why I don't want to be on damn Earth no more, dude. Because earthly women are easy, like the movie said. They easy to leave your ass, dude. Merc, man, you stupid, man. Yeah, but on the real, Merc, I've been really thinking about, you know, back in the past, man, I used to be at the ocean. And I don't know. I was looking at that, looking at some of that stuff, man, and it took me back to when I was staying at the ocean. It's like, damn, what am I doing here? Why did I come here? You know what I'm saying? I could have just stayed and robbed some whales. All right, so what's on you, Best? AM Fleet is rising. Wham! Let's go. Don't wait for the beat to drop too many times. Start rhyming it. It's time for me to take a beat to the face, man. Let me do it, then. Let me take... Merc, go ahead and do the button, man. Give me the beat to the face. All right, dude. I'm going to do it right now, dude. You ready, dude? Yeah, Merc, let's go. Let's go real quick. Let's go. Wham! Mr. 239, take it to the face. Wham! Yeah. Roll this boy back into the building. Yeah, man, y'all get ready for this new mixtape. Something for your guts to feel you rough. Looking on you dudes out there feel like you got tough. Yeah, Mr. 239 running through rushing the game with the type of flows running through with the all-star shoes on. Running through any competition. Talk the talk and stop what I've been break on. Yo, I break up the section, break it up like I'm breaking up a whole bunch of dope. Put it in the pot, cook it up and make it get more solid again. Why niggas be acting like they real and raw in his head pops. Thinking they can stop every time that I flip. Man, Mr. 239 be representing, making a lot of whack rappers lose their grip. So everybody thought that they could stop the way that I be coming in. Man, it's on the time and I'm back online, back on track, making all y'all feel like y'all get blown off. As a matter of fact, everybody thought that they could stop me. Man, you can't stop me, I don't give a damn if you convince a wife to leave me and leave me and my two daughters. Do you think that's gonna make me sit back and fall down and lay in the corner? Nah, I stand back up and I come back stronger. Make a lot of people feel like I spit more than longer than any black ass rap in the game. Man, yeah, the AM Fleet is back in the building, man. You know the name, Atomic Mass and Fleet. Meaning that we be sticking massive blows and explosions when we get ready to speak. Almost you dudes be falling down your leak. Just like that juice where women be squirting from between. Yeah, you niggas in the game ain't nothing but squirt to me. Yeah, niggas squirt up, yeah, they get excited, thinking they more rougher, thinking they all of that, but niggas in the game ain't nothing but feminine, call these niggas feminized, yeah, I'm a monsterized, all you thick-ass dudes out there, yo, I be dropping a whole bunch of acid when I rhyme, yeah, nitric, that's the way I represent, I call a nitric explosion, for all y'all don't know him, how he be representing, man, I told you what I be doing when I be coming through the building, AMP, rising, to kill all my enemies, why? I'm rising. To kill all my enemies, why? I'm rising. To kill all my enemies, why? I'm rising. To kill all my enemies, why? Check it. What you call me in the past of 1998? Fade your Christmas. All you niggas out there acting like y'all been known to call something like a militant flow. I'll make your ass crash. Man, I'm the one that used to rock so many sections. Man, there's a taste of crash. I'm talking about I used to crash 1,000 it takes a week. And then they break us quickly. I'm talking about the take the side of them start to break. Start to step. You need to play in the track. for damn radio now. Stereo making everything collapse. Make that kick fall down flat. Thought y'all could stop me. Man, ain't no way to stop me. Man, I've been all the way on the top easily. Man, I stay remain on the top. That's why I go by the AM Fleet. And rock the show at the A-Town and made a whole bunch of spots get live. People was going around. Even somebody grabbed the shirt and said, word is for breakfast. Only there with Future and I. Well, most of the niggas out there think y'all can stop the way that represent. This is what I be bringing to make all you do feel like you retire. Most dudes get smashed up. These niggas flat like a bunch of damn tires. And that same day, we was riding out there selling CDs, making money off Cream, Future and Prince, and all the rest of them dudes with 15-minute soul, making things come through soul. While most of you dudes out there think y'all can stop everything that AMC been on. Man, we've been doing this for long and long. Sessions go on and go. Man, we bought so much of a whole bunch of cruel damn dudes came around us and tried to rhyme with us. They wouldn't be able to do it. They'd just run out of air. Niggas would be like, man, we got to drive to the store and get something to eat. It's tired in here. Now, we don't get tired in here. It's the AM Fleet getting ready to make all you whack-ass rappers expire when we come in. Yeah, the AM Fleet been known to rise, breaking all y'all dudes out there feeling like you're surprised. Top dudes to make them feel like they don't realize what's happening. Man, this is what's happening. Mr. 239 always been spitting. This is the way I've been representing. And yeah, I've been the loudest in the building. A lot of niggas be acting like they want to try to come and kill this. But you better sit back and let Mr. 239 come through. Black dudes to make them feel like they get dropped down quick. So that they can start to sound when it hit. That's what it's been about. Mr. 239 been popping out shots to make a lot of rap crews split. Yeah, now I'm doing it in West Virginia. I don't give a fuck, cause ain't no dude out here can step near me. Not there any niggas try to rhyme with me. They won't be able to do it. Man, I'm alive. I'm getting ready to make fair my West Virginia come back live like it was once when the legendary people used to come here and perform quick. Smashing dudes in the head,
yeah,
cracking them, let them know that they be led.
Yeah, smashing nigga
and
in the head.
Right,
see
man.
Your head, who's open?
Go.
Yeah, smash these niggas in the head, let his head ooze open. Everybody just say that a nigga just split open everything. That a nigga just wanna rhyme open, wanna rhyme in the open, wanna spit in the open, wanna make everything open. Like an open discussion, everybody just say that a nigga be busting. That mean everything that a nigga just go, ain't no crushing. Yeah, I'm just crushing their vocal cords every time when I just spit everything that I just choking with the umbilical cord. Like they was inside their mama's stomach, everybody just gonna get plummet. Yeah, they done to just gonna talk. Yeah, the nigga just don't even wanna walk.
Oh, man, that must have been a beat to my face, but you, it's all good. Go ahead. Go ahead and rip it. Let's do it again. Go. Let's do it again. Wham! Together, you and Best Spectacular 239. Go, Ben. Let's go.
Yeah.
AM Fleet is rising to kill all our enemies live. Say it again for you, then I'll just come in.
Yeah.
AM Fleet is rising to kill all our enemies' lives. Go.
Yeah. Okay. First off, fuck you and fuck your clique. Everybody knows where the one records in this. Everything that a nigga just go, everybody just gonna be covered in piss. Leave the nigga covered in shit because the voice is nothing but shit. Everything, yeah, it's nothing but diarrhea. Don't even like to hear it cause it's so disgusting. Everybody just see that a nigga just be going around busting, no discussions. Yeah, I just keep crushing. Just like umbilical cords, they get crushed and all their minds, they get stuck. Get stuffed up with it so much that we got filled up and we just let it just build up. Matter of fact, choke a nigga out like an umbilical cord wrapped around the neck when they about to come out. They mama stomach, everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go. I'm just gonna leave the nigga plummet. Yeah, make him hit the earth. Make him go inside the earth. Yeah, get burnt to earth.
Get burnt to earth. Yeah, y'all get alert to get served. Yeah, Mr. 239 and Best Spectacular. Getting ready to smack all you dudes, bring to your act. You think y'all can pack up? But yeah, y'all, you better pack up and go far. far away. Yeah, Mr. 239, represent, man. I spit with thoughts that'll hit your ass from far away. Cross range, low range, long range, around the whole equator. Around the longitude and latitude, yeah, that's where it's going to reach you. While niggas don't understand, yeah, WIP been worldwide back in 2010 months. While most of y'all out there still thinking y'all can stop everything that we've been breaking up, Man, check it. Man, we do this because, yo, it was a legacy that was left by our cousin by the name of Little Steve Lamar Child. He was a light. When you come on, make sure you come correct. Let them niggas know what you've been in it. Y'all want to know what's going on, come and see about.
We're rising. They kill all our enemies.
Yeah, they know that we don't never stop it. Yeah, I keep firing like a rocket. Everything, yeah, they keep talking about, they got pocket rockets. I can't have no kind of rocket.
Explode.
Yeah, them niggas just get blowed up on them. Yeah, we get on the track and we blow up on them. Blow up on them like we're getting sick and tired of hearing their voice and what they say. I am a nigga, that's always he's gonna be like, what did he say? What did he do?
Keep going.
Nah, these days they know we do better than them dudes.
We do better than them dudes. While most of y'all out there didn't understand about how the real crew come through, yo, we doing the verse at the end that Steelo did when he told him to cut the music off, so we let y'all know how AM Fleet is rising in front of y'all. Check it. Every year we do something different. Every year we bring a new upgrade quick, making all you niggas out there be feeling like you get slayed when you hit. Thought that y'all could stop everything that we represent. Most of you niggas are betrayed when you get split. Yeah, 239 best bad tackler coming back in the building. You got a triple, a quadruple lieutenant, you got a triple general, man, because I'm the third of the string, bringing it, let y'all know what time it is. 239 spit with all types of flows that y'all ain't never heard in the scene, making all you niggas get scarred in your dream. Watch, y'all can't go to sleep, that's because the AM Fleet is coming through, getting ready to blow your whole spot up, blow the scene. That's why most niggas was never out when it was time for us to do a show. You didn't hear about none of these little niggas walking around with iced out chains. You didn't see none of these niggas when the AM Fleet was around the building, wherever we were. When we spit at, it was like we killed niggas with our aim. Niggas was hearing us from far away, from hard, close range. Microphone voices ricocheting all across the North Myrtle Beach, Bennettville, everywhere around the place is killed. New York City, ATL, wherever we went at, man, our voice was even reverberating all across the Texas. While most of you niggas out there understand the way we come through, AM Fleet is coming through in the building. When we told you niggas what we've been doing, when we be packing, making all you niggas feel like y'all wouldn't start reacting. Yeah, we keep on smashing. All you niggas out there get trapped up and you're left out acting. Yeah, we got the flow to make you niggas feel you lose your step up and then you get packed in. Yeah, niggas get packed up in the spot. Don't understand, you get backed up when it's time for the AM Fleet to come to a rock.
We rock. Everything that these niggas thinking that they talk. Niggas ain't talk, so the niggas better not come with their stuff. We don't care about their stuff. They get tossed out just like we don't even want to see them. Everything that a nigga just taught me, niggas ain't even wanna be them. I don't wanna be them, man. He don't wanna be you. Everything that a nigga just wanna say that they do better than he do. Everybody say, yeah, this nigga just is gonna be see-through. When I look through him, yeah, I just gonna look through. See-through,
hey, yo, that was a dope
look
beat.
Through.
Yo, that was a dope beat, man, that Goody Mob did. At the end, Steelo cut the music off. He said, hey, man, cut the music off. Let me y'all want to hear a song. He went on talking. And then at the end, the beat came back in. That was the illest way for that beat to come back. You remember that track, man? I probably might play it tonight. Word up. Hey, yo, man, so Bess, you still ready, man? It's still more coming. It's still more coming. Merc 79 got a whole bunch of tricks up his sleeve tonight. He said he got a whole bunch of them. So what's going on with you, man? It was like somebody might have been listening in, hearing you. You know how the universe responds, right? I mean, at least you ain't like me, man. I'm an old-ass dude, 42 years old, and sitting here. And, like, the thing that I love to do, that's what's going to have to keep me, save me. They always said that your career can save you, Like, I remember I heard a lot of documentaries with people saying that, like, if you're sick or something going on with you, your career, your talent can save you and can cure you. I mean, I'm going to put that to action, man. But from here on out, I ain't going to be doing all the busting my ass making movies and recording, man. Word up. And fuck a female, word. Straight up, man. I mean, if you can't come to my spot without me talking, without you saying, man, you think you can give me, you think you might be able to give me some money for some gas, and then so I can get some things for myself, fuck out of here. What do I look like giving you money? I mean, didn't Joe Biden give you some money already? Know what I mean? Like, and that was a gimmick. The nigga wasn't even planning to get nobody no damn fourth stimulus check. You know what? It keep popping up on my damn phone on this one area talking about what you can do to get a stimulus check. Fuck a stimulus. Like Eric Sermon said on that song with the EPMD part two. Fuck a stimulus. You know what I mean? He blanked out. Forget a stimulus. For real. Forget that, man. I'm back on my mobster mode, man. Damn all that. Word up. Whoever the females don't like it, don't like it, man. Word up. You know what I mean? The point is, I need something here now. You know what I mean? I ain't bust a nut in a female spot in a long time, and I got a Glock. I'm getting ready to bust off some shots when I go to a shooting range, and I'm going to be like, yeah, when I shoot some bullets. Because my UFCC people told me if I look on my little thing, my membership, it might be some places out here where I can go to a gun range and shoot. Because I need to let off some slugs out my nine, man, because that's going to be the prop that I'm going to be using. Because I don't want to cock my joint and take the clip out, and I want to pop the bullet out, man. But I'm in this apartment. I don't want nothing crazy to happen. You know what I mean? So, like, I'd rather just go unload that joint and then use it as a prop. You feel me? Let's go. Who ended that? You ended it? Let's start this one off. This one is called Skills to Kill. You ready? Here goes the Outcast, man. Here we go. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I'm about to pull some bullets in y'all brain. Yeah. Check it out. Check it out. Once upon a time, not long ago, Mr. MR4239 came from Monroe. A lot of niggas thought that I was gonna be a joke, and now niggas be walking around like they got smoke. When they hear 239 represent, always be represent all-star flow. Letting you niggas know that I went past being a damn big-ass player, and I made the move to come through to slay ya. Make niggas feel like, yeah, North Carolina's in the building, even though I'm out here in Paramount, West Virginia. It don't matter about the fact that I represent, now niggas be trying to act like what was happening when 239 came through with a flow like I told you. I got the skills that kill. Lay your ass on the ground, how you feel? I got the skills to kill. Lay your ass on the ground. So how you feel? Come on, let's kill these niggas, bro.
Got skills to kill. Who's the best? Everybody that just wanna come and confess on that nigga that's always just gonna be rhyming like I just coming from a confess. Like I just gotta go when I just gotta travel and I gotta kill everybody that's on my travel list. No, it's on my sheet list. Ain't nobody really gonna go and picture this. I am the nigga that's just gonna remember this. Ain't nobody really gonna do the chemistry. Sandy had to go with the chemistry. Yeah, got skills to kill. Ain't nobody really gonna stop everything that I just go and I rhyme. Everybody just say, damn, that nigga just
kill. Say it again. Put your ass on the ground and show me how you feel. Cause we got what? We got the skills to kill. Now, lay your ass on the ground and show me how you feel. Yeah, man, I told y'all niggas, we the mixed motherfucking masters of mixtapes, niggas.
One time when I kill fake ass rappers, two times when I kill weak ass clicks, three times when I bust niggas in the shit, four times make them represent, but don't stop. A.M. Bleak in the building, mock your ass, knock your ass down real quick, fall block. Niggas in the game thinking they can stop everything we will represent. We come to kill the kill. Yeah. Like I said, lay your ass on the ground and show me how you feel. Yeah. We got the scale to kill. We cast rappers, lay your ass on the ground and show me how you feel. Don't ever think you fell off of a side. Like I said again, we got the scale to kill. Now show me how you feel. Yeah. Told y'all niggas, man, we masters this damn mixtape shit. Y'all should just call us the masters of mixtapes, alright? Fake ass niggas in the game. Probably got some females sitting on their dick right now. Fake ass niggas. Nah, niggas is getting females pregnant and shit. Rap niggas is getting females pregnant and on vacation. We told y'all niggas, we on vacation, we got y'all ass all beat, fake ass niggas. Hey, Bess, you still here, man? I told you Merck said it was going to be a crazy one. I told you Merck said it was going to be stupid. You didn't believe me when I told you that? I told you Merck said it was going to be ugly tonight. He said it would look, see you belcher. Hey, yo, Merck said it's going to be ugly tonight, boy. He said it's going to be ugly, so I started that one off. So let me let you start this one off. Save me some, man, all right? Save me some, or if I have to, I'll bring the beat back. Forget it. I'll bring the beat back. Merck 79 said he want to play that intro again, and we're going to rip off this beat. You ready? If y'all sleeping, wake up. A.M. Fleet demand you to wake up. When we put a grenade in your eardrum and blow your, then you'll be sitting there acting like you deaf. You can't hear us. Real. Go, Bess. Big up to Red Man, Evanston. Let's go, Bess. Go.
Twisting up with the mic, yeah, twisting up, twisting on top. Yeah, man, twisted vocal cords, everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just on the mic, on four fours. How you be making that just all what you're gonna, you're gonna give the force. Forcing these niggas out, that means, yeah, this nigga just gonna get knocked out. Knocked out of push, everything that nigga just say that a nigga gon' make. Everything, yeah, this record's great. When we get on, when we hit that one tape, everybody just understand. I am the man that just goes with the stand. Ain't nobody else gonna stand. I am the nigga that just gonna go and put these niggas in the can.
Check it, I got so famous that bitches left me and told me to kiss the anus much. Went back home talking about I don't wanna be with you no more. If I do it too, I'ma be miserable quick. Cause all you do is do music, and you fight against me like fuck outta here. That ain't stopping me from doing what I be doing live up in here. Man, I walk down the street with a black 9mm. Yeah, with that, I call it my Nita. Man, I ain't got to walk around out here, but they said I could walk around the street with my black 9mm on my side in the holster. Man, if I started doing that, niggas start looking at me, man, if I had on too much. That blood, man, that's a live monster. He walked around walking around Walmart with a 9mm on it. Nah, man, I just walk around the way I am, man. I'm the heat by myself without caring the heat. While niggas be acting like they scaring me in the street. Compare me in the street, you can't bear me in the street. You took 239 represent, come through live, let you know what I be. Always reaching, always worth, always be rising. Rising up like cornmeal be rising up in the oven when it get heated up in the cooking. Niggas in the game thought that they could stop me in the A&B. Man, we right back at your brain. Make you niggas so
feel like we're pop your eye out the socket. Niggas want to shoot us this type of shit. Like they wanna start making faces and stretching their faces, acting like they can stop us from ripping the places. Man, we rip the station. Why niggas be acting like they we wouldn't gonna be representing? Yo, I got a type of girl to make a whole bunch of females across the whole county and make the start damn nothing. Busting nothing. Yeah, they care what the f*** is running. Yo, 239 midnight is virus. That's why most of the rat ass females be acting like they don't wanna stay around us. Because they be wondering, is he pimping or is he mobbing? Man, which one is he doing, man? Man, I'll be doing what I'll be doing. A lot of people be acting like they getting blue real quick. Let's go, Murk, bring it back, scratch, bring it back. Murk, bring it to the spot, best fat tackle, getting ready to rock. Best fat tackle, get big block.
Drop it. Yeah, drop it like you just got knocked out. You get the thing that they make it just all over shit now. Fire the nigga that's always just gonna be that nigga that's just gonna be around. Rockin' those kids, it's always a round time. Round time. Yeah, it's always been speaking of rhymes, speaking of times. Everything that a nigga just saw, everything that the nigga just say that they wanna get some shine. Wanna shine on the nigga. Wanna just put their time on the nigga. Ain't no time limit. Everything that a nigga just rhyme, everybody just say, yeah, everything that a nigga just go, we ain't never gonna stop. Always just gonna be like fucking cops. Ain't nobody else gonna run to the spot. Even if I got a woman in the spot, everybody else ain't gonna knock. Knock at the door, you ain't get no answer. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go around his cancer. Yeah, nigga just say, because they're talking about smoke, they smoke too much, they burn out the field.
Yeah, this is 239 Baker Baker. Start jumping by the way you're representing, man. The A and Fleet Vindicator. Yeah, I ain't gonna say it, cause all you niggas out there ain't nothing but a bunch of haters. Niggas and traitors, acting like they can stop the way we represent. Y'all get the same up. You'll get slaved up, make you grave up. Take your pay up, fake your pay up, fake your make up. Niggas ain't nothing but milk checkup. When it's time for us to rap the beat, man, we continue to rip the spots up, rip the place up, rip the state up, rip the stage up. Why do we act like they can stop the state, huh? But when it's time for us to 239, the AMV to represent, most of niggas get plays up. Yeah, I let Mr. Best Bad Tackler come through and cut your ass open with his grid by the name of Fletcher. My Mr. 239 throw his frozen and put it in your pocket and your testing and blow this shit up. Yeah. Yo, are you here? I let my cousin Ben Fantastic hit you up with this man by the name of Fletcher. That been known as a blade, put it under your neck, be ready to switch you up. Yo, most niggas don't understand why we go by the name of mobsters. Nigga, we been like this forever. That's the reason why, yeah, me, I keep saying I'm a mobster, because think about it, mobsters don't really have too many women around them. They always have one main female, but she gotta be for the downtown. Sometimes she like the gun woman for him, or maybe she like the one that want to hold his money for him. And one day I might have one here. Yeah, Wordless Boy Records in the building. Mr. 239 in the building. Let me go in. I'm going to take one. Hey, Murk, you ready to let me take one to the face? Yeah, dude. You ready, dude? Yeah, man. Murk, give it to me. Give it to me. I'm ready for it. You going to take it to the face, Mr. 239? Yeah, you know who I am. And we're going to play some music, man. Tonight, this freestyle session seemed like it was short, but we squeezed it a lot, didn't we, Murk? Yeah, dude, you went in, dude. You a good subject discussion, dude, and you went in, dude. Like, freak, dude. You freaking went in, dude. Yeah, man, you know me, Murk, man. Happy and unhappy Sundays, man. So, 239, dude, what was the situation with you today, earlier? Man, Murk, I mean, you were listening, wasn't you? Yeah, I heard you say that, you broke down when that subject was discussed from the elder, dude. And man, Murk, man,
yeah,
what was
see,
you
doing? You were listening. You didn't need to open your ears, see?
Well, dude, you know, when Apple Bundler did me dirty, dude, I moved to space. All right, well, 239, this is yours to the face. Best Bet Tackler, you'll do yours after the face after this. It's 239. We're gonna give Best Bet Tackler a beat after you finish ripping this one. 239, you got 3 minutes and 24 seconds to rip this beat. All right, Merc, give it to me. This is me to the face, Best. After this, so you will be taking one to the face, all right? Then we're going to come back with another one, and then we're going to play some music. Is that cool with you? Is you with me? Say 10-4, man. We're going to go back to that language we used to call 10-4. Say it loud. 10-4. I'll say it like a damn gentleman. 10-4. Hit me, Merc. Big up the father song. Yeah, Mr. 239 ripped the scene. While most of these niggas out here didn't think I was gonna glisten and clean. Now all y'all out there thought that y'all could look at me and how my team clean. Yeah, that ain't a fleet, it's in the building. While most of y'all get killed quick. I'm getting ready to steal your dream and break you up. Call Mr. 239, Mr. Dream Man. Coming with the flow, steal your ass, kill your ass, dash in the street. While niggas be accolade, they can stop me, try to retreat. Niggas better grab your pistol. Don't even think about coming at me, cause once you shoot at me, you can't disappear. I move quick, just like I teleport to the next spot. You call me the jumper. Mr. 239 coming through with a phone, man, cause I've been teleporting much. It seems like my life teleports from different places. Next thing you know, different stages. Two nails don't even be where you be able to stay with me. Just like on the movie, the jumper. You told that girl, yo, you can't be with me, cause people always trying to kill me. People trying to get rid of me. So Mr. 239 be just jumper in the street. You come somewhere and I come back. Wake up early in the morning, 6 a.m. in the morning. Man be trying to tell me, well, it's time to get up. Chris man to me, it's the major glistener telling me to wake up that night, your ass in. Man born in between me, just ready to get up early in the morning, let him know how I seem to be. Yeah, at 1.239, I walk around with a guillotine on the top of my neck. All of a sudden, females try to go around wearing a jersey with guillotine on that was brought back in North Myrtle Beach. Try to make it look like that, but niggas in the street. People looking at your page, don't even know what the fuck you're wearing. But you walk around acting like you love hip-hop, rap, freestyling. If you like rap, freestyling, you ask to call the radio show and get on a beat, thinking you get ate up quick. Yeah, 239 to kill your ass. I'm paying you, female, a male, a child, a kid, whoever the hell you is. Get on a mic and go against me, I'm gonna destroy your ass. Yo, cause Mr. 239 represent, I don't take no choice when it's time for the beat to blast. A blast don't come at you a slow. It don't come at you in a gentle mode. It goes through your bone. Or niggas be accolated to stop what I've been on. Mr. 239, be represent, go straight to your dome. Y'all better understand what time it is when I burn. When I explode, blow up the scene. Follow you dudes that get through to your custodians that come through. Thinking on your feel like it's kill your ass in your dream. Man, niggas don't understand. If you get killed in your dream, that means you won't wake up out your sleep. Cause Mr. 239, be represent, blow niggas all out their head off like quick peace. Now you niggas have to feel the joke stop me. Mr. 239 representing poppin' truly. Making all you niggas drop when you hear me loud and clearly. Poppin' niggas in the game like a damn follow. Happy birthday, Idris. Niggas be coming around thinking they can stop me. Man, forget it. Mr. 239 on Project Valentine's kill Valentine's Day. Cause that means when I start and when Valentine's Day comes, if the aliens guess where I'm gonna be at comes, I'ma be up doing what I normally be doing. Man, I'ma be sitting there with my cameras ready for me to start shooting a movie. Yeah, y'all better be prepared. Facebook gonna be looking all weird. Like, what the fuck? We done did it again. Yeah, I done did it again. Make all you niggas get split in your head. Thinking y'all can stop everything that I've been hitting and hit. Yeah, Mr. 239 getting ready to come through live rocking the mic again. With that realness. Why all you do is out there thought that y'all can't feel this. But yeah, send you a snippet of Mr. Valentine 2022 on Facebook before it even get ready to get previewed. Wham! Yo, Merc. Your best back tackler beat. Best, you ready? You ready, Best? Respond yeah. On what I told, how I told you to respond. You ready? Respond that way I asked you earlier. Say that word. What I said. When you, if you feel me, what I'm saying. Say that word again. Is you ready Careful. Again, man? Alright, this is all yours. I mean. You want me to turn the beat up? Let me know if you want us to turn the beat up or is it good enough for you? It's all yours to the face. Is it good enough for you?
Yeah. To be good. It's lovely. It just been looking so lovely and so peaceful. But there ain't no peace. So I'm about to just rip a piece out the beef. Matter of fact, tear a piece out of cheek. If a nigga thinking that a nigga sweet. When I used to keep pressure on me, that used to be my baby. I ain't never leave nowhere without her. Yeah, she be ready to get some dirty stuff started. Yeah, this nigga go retarded on the beach, so these niggas can't call it. I choose you. I choose you over everything, over anything. That's what I used to tell my woman. Still tell my woman, she just looks so precious to me. But it seems like I lost sight of what I did with her. What I was gonna do with her, everybody just say any weather. This nigga just know I'm going weather. That mean I'm just gonna knock it out of park. No, I'm about to just knock it out of anything. Yeah, I just knocked his head off and it just went like a home run. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just wanna feel something. Now that nigga just wanna run and kill something. What you gonna kill? Can't kill a real nigga. Can't keep a real nigga down in the spooker figure. This is that nigga that's always just gonna do a nigga. Everything that I just spill a nigga, kill a nigga. Yeah, this is a real nigga. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just going for a figure. Looking for the figures, ain't nobody ever gonna get with it. Get with it, not quit it. I ain't the nigga that just go with everything that these niggas just wanna go with the digits. Everything that these niggas just wanna just go with the feeling. What's the feeling when the niggas start killing really? What's the feeling when the niggas start wanna go around and he just wanna take souls? That means just snatch it out your body. That's the type of flow that the world is going records always had. Never really graduated to the angel sleep. Everybody just say that they just wanna just acknowledge these. Who these niggas that can just go and just deliver everything. Everything that we do, yeah, we choose nothing but our career. That mean ain't nobody ever gonna stop us on what we feel. Everything, yeah, we just looking for the meal. No, it ain't no ticket. How you the nigga that's always just gonna be kidding. Nigga can't fit it in, what a nigga get it in. I am a nigga that's just always just gonna be rid of them. Getting rid of them. I am the nigga that's always just gonna be them better than them. Ain't nobody really gonna go with this in them. Everything that a nigga just always gonna go in is hitting them. Yeah, just spinning them. That mean that the nigga just say that a nigga just always just wanna be the nigga that be go around and spending all his profit, spending all my money, spending everything. Ain't nobody ever gonna come for me. Niggas come for me. If they won't smoke, I smoke up anything come in front of me. It's up for crack. Everybody just say that a nigga just always just gonna leave a nigga slap. Leave them slapped and leave them just going falling flat on their face. Now they behind. I ain't the nigga that's always just gonna leave these niggas behind. If these niggas ever thinking that I wasn't gonna be one, back in the way that I used to run, everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go around. Go around and come around London Bridge and fell down.
What is an overpass? Come on. Question, is that an S or a 5?
I think it's a 5.
I thought so. Frustration loading.
Nobody wants more robot tests, but we could all use more ways to save.
Charlotte, for Rob Ott or Rob Ott.
Error, human.
Switch to Geico for more ways to save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wham! Big up the G-Unit!
I got a conversation with my gun. Gotta figure out what way my shit had gone wrong. I have a conversation again with my gun. Gotta figure out what way you out here, you had to go run.
You're Mr. 239 coming off, man. I spit nothing but the type of wanted bullets. That spectacular spit them type of wanted bullets. What the fuck you been doing lately? Don't make a flash your ass from my window quickly. Why you niggas out there acting like y'all stoppers, man? You better sit back and think quickly about what you getting ready to go through. Cause, man, I done started talking to my gun and it's whispering in my ears like, what you going out here having a conversation again with my gun? Trying to figure out what's one of these motherfuckers you that gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning my gun. See that gun for fun. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning my gun. See that gun for fun. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning my gun. See that gun for fun.
Having conversations with my gun. What am I gonna do with it? I'ma make a niggas run for fun. If a nigga thinking that I ain't gonna do nothing with it, yeah, nigga, I ain't never gonna quit it. The way that I'm feeling, yeah, this nigga is down and killing. I am the nigga that you always just gonna just go. And everybody just say that I'm always going for the gold piece. Yeah, that's the head prize. Going for the head, yeah, knock off his eyes. That mean it was so impact, so violent. Everybody just say, dang, that they can't even get with it.
I have a conversation again with my guy. Trying to figure out what's when he, I shoot that gun up front. I have a conversation with him with my guy. Trying to figure out what's when he, I'm going to shoot that, go run. Man, check it, don't get me twisted. Just because you don't see no bird by me, female with long hair walking past with eyes and titties, your ass and titties, that don't mean I won't kill your ass quickly. Man, you should have kept me wanting to be peacefully. For all you niggas out in the game, whoever's plotting on me, whoever got mad because I was so famous to me and my family, and plus my cousin, man, the movies that we done shot. Man, we shot movies from back in the past to make all y'all feel like y'all want to get your spot knocked. That's why most of these niggas out here, man, somebody probably worked some witchcraft to make my wife leave me and make my kids walk out the door and made me get sick, catch vesiculitis easy. But shit, I done bounced back up and I done got the store words in me. So like I said, with my gun, stand with it, but I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's running up, I shoot that kind of gun. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning my house, cause you're not gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning my house, cause you're not gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning my house, you're not gonna run.
Yeah, run away, get blown away. Yeah, this nigga going straight away. Now it ain't no going to take away. Yeah, this always just gonna make him just gonna take. Take all they masks, everything. No, it ain't no mask, everything is off. That mean I do a bare face. And all the niggas ain't even recognize me still.
I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's for these fuckers I shoot at gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's for these I shoot at gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's for these fuckers I shoot at gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning, but I'm not sure I'm gonna run. Check it. I cover my gun with a Wordless Born Record Studio bandana. Just to cover it up like you got a bra on it. I call a Nina. Get ready to blow a whack rapper off the scene. You ain't ready to get at Keena. Fake ass rappers need a duck, get out of my way. And if you see me somewhere out in broad daylight, you better be thinking in your head again. Cause man, if something go up in my head, PTSD thoughts coming. That means that my thoughts gonna be coming ready to run at you, gun at you. Y'all should be glad that I picked this hip-hop shit instead of aiming a gun at you. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's running up, but I shoot that gun run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's running my house, but shoot, I'm crying. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what Willie fuck up, shoot it, go run. My gun means business. So, Best Spectacular, we're going to play some music,
and we may come back for another session. Is you with it? Is you with it?
10-4.
Wham! Explicit content, son.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, these niggas need to hear me, man. Hold up. These niggas need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. 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 Get money, get money, get money.
All black by Chevy. Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the black. Black mask in the back, on the right side of her ass. Looking for the ass, cause we bout to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint. Taking lead brand stains, leave the niggas leaking like holes in the water bed. Leave them dead, let them catch the bullets and the shell. Blood smoke looking like a ball, nigga. We ain't gon' stop, till they body look mushy like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got to fix it. Death was the penalty, fresh to pee. Every time I spit, chop niggas to pieces. Phone so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my motherfucking money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my motherfucking image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Congregation, hard work paying off, y'all seem to be on vacation. Never gonna stop amid speculation. Now got y'all about facing, caused by the embarrassment of the irrelevant statements. I ain't playing, y'all just running out of people to blame for your failings. And all y'all shit is getting retarded as the offspring of Sarah Palin. If my words confuse you, I explain it in layman's terms. Y'all shit be lame in every language.
I'm all about the cream, I'm all about the team. get mad. Ground floor, please. Mobile Strike. Download and play now, free from the App Store.
Hey, yo, man, you ever had somebody try to work witchcraft on you? Like witches, you know what I mean? Yo, check it. Kind of dealing with all this crazy-ass nonsense. People trying to destroy my relationship, using witchcraft, coming at me with a whole bunch of bullets, makes me feel like they playing with a whole bunch of candles, bright candles, red candles, with all this shit, to leave my ass, man, what's going on, Mr. 239, man, it's time for me to come back and get my grip, why these niggas be acting like they wanna be on some witch type of shit, I guess I play Harry Potter in this shit, yeah, I got that mark across my head, niggas out here acting like Belmont, acting like the nigga was coming around, coming at Harry Potter all the time when they hear the Emma Fleet, A.M. Fleet, stop off. Yeah, we've been the ones coming through, ripping niggas and break your ass up, quick and crumble you. Man, this goes out for New Rio, New Rio. May that woman leave me and go back to Gary, Indiana. Fuck you and your witchcraft. Man, how you feel about somebody working witchcraft for you? Hey, you know, they say you're supposed to pray for them, but if you don't believe it, it's not supposed to happen.
Working witchcraft business, so many people that don't even know what's really going on here. There's so many people that just wanna just do bad on you. That mean they just wishing bad. I don't even go, I would like to be around people. I don't like to even be around people that just be working weird stuff. There's so much that's going on in the world that I just stay away. That means everything better, nigga, just get blown away. That means...
That's y'all with me. Yeah, this is my exclusive. Y'all niggas got my ears open? It's dedicated to females right here real quick. My first right here. Check it. What are you doing with that doll? What are you doing with that gun? Why you thinking that doll? You thinking that's gonna make me get the fuck out of here? Now, it ain't gonna happen to me. Cause yo, Mr. 239 be representing, man. I keep the talisman right on me. Yo, inside of my heart, I got a powerful talisman inside of me. Been known to reflect anything. Better yet, let me throw out a secret to all you whack-ass things that wanna try to do some things. Like taking pieces of man head and taking all types of stuff, checking, man. I got the Moses salesman right inside of my heartbeat. You know how he had that staff to turn into a snake, fighting these whack-ass dudes and girls out here that wanna come around acting like they can play. Man, I got a damn bracelet around my wrist that I wear to keep me away from toxic type of people. Man, it came from Egypt, so that means that I'm ancient with my folks. While you whack rappers in the game and you stupid hoes, yo, go away from the floor, I wait on your broom, yo. Y'all remind me of the Hocus Pocus. Y'all remember that ugly-ass witch? It was on that Hocus Pocus movie. Why she had an ugly ass teeth? That's how you see man's mom. Go ahead, baby.
They remind me of all them types of people that I've seen in movies that just be playing with games. Wanna play with this crap, many people that's gonna play with Ouija boards. Everybody that just wanna play with somebody, play with their life. Can't play with my life. I am a nigga that's always gonna be covered in the light. That mean ain't nobody ever gonna take my light away. They ain't gonna take my light a day. It'll be a cold day in hell if they car that just come my way. I ain't the nigga that's always just gonna be that nigga that just paid. Everything that I just go and make. Everything that a nigga just go in there, I just take it, and I just gotta make it.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel like that movie Spawn. You know what I mean? Like, somebody just grew up in a chemical plant and turned to Spawn, but yo, just like him, I lost my family, and I'm trying to get my two daughters back at the same time and dealing with this crazy ass situation. Man, I got the papers over here beside my bed that stand for divorce quick. So whenever this female decides she wanna get her mind together, I'ma be like, yo, I got the papers right here. Matter of fact, that might be one of the parts that I stole, Mr. Valentine Part 2022. Yeah, I got the divorce papers, believe it, head bro. So I'ma tell you, so you go around fronting and flexing with that bullshit I'm talking about on Facebook. You've been divorced ever since February 11, 2021. Well, I'ma make your damn wish come true. Burn it up, that wish crack y'all do. See, Best, we be playing exclusive beats. Niggas don't even be thinking that's gonna happen. I wasn't even supposed to talk about them damn divorce papers. It'll be a prop that's going to be in the movie, though. I'm going to do a sneak preview of Mr. Valentine, you know what I mean? But anyway, man, we're going to go and play some Triumph, man, and we'll come back with another freestyle session. See, we're going to keep messing y'all here, though. See, nobody didn't suspect that. See, that's one of the beats that Mr. 239 created. Man, damn, when? I think it was like, what? I created in North Myrtle Beach. The song was called Witchcraft. Y'all heard it live. I mean, it ain't even been recorded yet. But like I said, man, it's too much of that going on, man. I mean, people be using witchcraft to make people's families leave. They be doing the evil eye on them and shit. Now, I mean, like, for instance, my family had the evil eye done on them. Now, I mean, see what happened? This girl, which was my wife, her cousin did an evil eye to make her ass leave me and my daughters. Because she just kept drinking. So I'm going to leave that out, man. Hey, yo, man, I'm going to play Triumph, man. Big as a Wu-Tang, man. Guess we'll be back with another freestyle session. You know what I mean? That was a surprise right there, wasn't it? Yeah. And witchcraft do exist. If you look in the Bible, in Galatians 5, it's down in there. It's talking about a fruit of spirit. It's up at the top. It's witchcraft. Yeah, yeah, in case y'all don't get it. Yeah, we keep it holy. It used to be holy and unholy, solely unholy Sunday days, but we call it happy and unhappy Sundays because people try to make you unhappy on Sundays sometimes, and sometimes people make you happy. You know what I mean? But, yo, go. Big up Wu-Tang, man. We're going to play this Triumph, man. The big up the Capadonna. Damn.
But y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Jay is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas and my niggerettes, let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79. I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scar, showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine, blind, forensic. I inspect, view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, Queen Bees ease the guns in. Bumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Chicks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceed the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a streetcar named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slump. starts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking, tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six can't rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all that all praise due to God.
The saga continues, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming, it burns so sweet. The thrill of victory, the agony defeat. Request slow, flaming deluxe slow. Four, judgment day cometh, conquer is war. Allow us to escape hell, glow spinning bomb. Pocket full of sails out the sky, golden arms. Tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step make the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum. A death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom, trigger lives with anesthesias. My orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas. My music Sicily, rich California smell. An axe kill adventure, paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing. Righteous wax, dapper, Rome, rotating ring.
March on the wooden soldiers, T-Cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in, not one nigga was sober. Perpendicular to the square, we stand go like flare. Escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my beat travel like a vortex. Through your spine, to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal, like Grand Central Station. Program fat basslines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families shake their ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back received penalties for their acts. Another heart is torn, as close ones mourn. Those strayed, niggas get slayed on the storm.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from came one to represent the nation. This is the gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Living life in gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon's a fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced scum of the slump. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81 sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convention. Hitting like Sonny Liston. Get fly permission. Hold the fuck up. I'll fasten your wig. Bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Ju Ali. Came in threes. We like the Genovese, that's so season these degrees is Earth. 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence, the wave burst, split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing, gun in your mouth, so verbal foul hawk, connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank, all up in the high riser. New York gang visor, word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives, wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all, the number one traffic, sit down the beat guard. Then delegate the guards to Seagull, the swift chancellor. Flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck diesel. Play the weak car. Substantula. Max mostly undivided. Then slide it. Sickening. Guaranteed. Made them jump like raw stick.
Ground floor, please.
Mobile Strike. Download and play now, free from the App Store.
Too late to cry now, feel our greatness. Too late to cry now, won't you feel our greatness? greatness. Too late to cry now. Won't you feel my greatness? 1979, my mother, father almost try to erase my existence. 2010, women try to drain my investments. And then now at the age of 33 and a half years old, a woman wanna give me a kiss to the side of the face. And yo, but didn't think about that when I was greeting them with all my investments. Times that I was trying to do and give my best to do everything to present my greatness. A lot of people thought I was faking, and now they getting ready to feel what I'm getting ready to bring to y'all. Don't, if y'all don't understand what we getting ready to let y'all know, when it's time for us to get ready to get exposed, everybody know how it goes. Feel our greatness, too late to cry now. You need to feel WIBN Zero
everybody just wanna say, am I pacing? No, I gotta keep going, cause my life is not so steady. That means the chapter always on rep. It's always a gift to always see you from and think your brain just go when you feel like you ain't gonna collapse. But everybody just wanted to see me die, wanted to see me kill myself. Just get on a flyer. No, it wasn't getting on a flyer. They say you could never go higher. They didn't know the greatness. So many women, they got impatient. They lost me. Now they say they wish they had me. But it don't matter, because I'ma keep going with the greatness. Who's stopping it?
Try to tell them so many times back in the past that I knew everything I was doing, and I wasn't lying about everything that I knew how to pass. Everything that I did, I mastered my craft. I learned how to master my craft at the age of 2 and 3 and 4 years old. Times that my older brother used to come home and tell me that I had to take care of my little sister and my brother and help my mama pay the bills around the room. So all y'all out there don't understand what I'm getting ready to bring to you, giving you all nothing but the truth. And so y'all out there feeling like y'all wanna go out, go and shoot. Don't understand about the greatness of the Zero Squad. We're the type of ones that's been doing this while y'all been sitting around, ain't been doing squat. All y'all out there was running your mouth about the WIB or the Zero Squad.
Feel our greatness now. Too late to cry now. Won't you feel our greatness? Too late to cry now. Feel our greatness.
One love.
Word up. Shall not fear no man but God.
Yeah, man, y'all should have felt greatness from the beginning, y'all. Becoming my friend on Facebook in 2010. Feel worth for a record. Greatness.
Nothing but sweethearts all around. Beautiful women. All different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups. Looking so lovely and gorgeous. Always done up. You the reason that the sun come up. Queen, you look gorgeous. Knock me off my feet when you walk in by my office. I step cautious. I don't wanna walk shit. Try to knock you off with none of that dog shit. Peace, queen. My name is Dad Wu. But I always see you coming through. I took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? If that's cool, then tomorrow 12:02. Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man.
together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing could replace you.
What up, Mario? I know you've been sweating, Mr. Two. The way I always been doing. When I represent the WIP and True. And I'm representing with the Woo. Yeah, I woke her up. Yo, she was his name. The nickname was Sleeping Beauty Team. You got a mute from Mr. Two. And I woke you up quickly from out of your sleep. Yo, compared to see a beautiful queen like this, man. Got me sometimes feeling like my mind wanna go into the day. And so I hurry up and tap her on the shoulder and say, by the way, mom, what's your name?
She said her name D.
She said, you can call me D. I said, D, what that mean? She said, I've been known to be delicious. What you mean delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the engine of this. Try to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she owns. And she passing to me as I pass it off to her. Say, yo, you can catch me at the WIBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, record studios. That's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. Tell Ma, is that really what you're thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head? Just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick. She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
Atomic Mass stand for AM Fleet. AM Fleet stand for Atomic Mass. That's science.
And I'm gonna destroy y'all quickly. Yo, at night I go to sleep with a microphone beside my right side of my pillow. The left side on the floor. In a bag, nothing but a 9mm Ruger. Prepare for the war. Prepare for anybody thinking they can step coming in on the floor. You know when it's time for me to represent. What you do is gonna get destroyed. Like I told them in the past, deploy the attack. Yeah, most of these dudes be trying to aim and shoot at something as a matter of fact. They don't know what time it is when 239 pass. Pack a big blast. Making all y'all feel like what time it is, y'all won't last. Grease barrel, 2022, done blasted. Y'all know what time it is, Mr. 239. Coming through live and throwing y'all out. Military form. Why most of these dudes out here thought they could stop what I've been on. So I said, can't find my heart out. 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 Can't find.
Can't find my heart out. Can't find. Can't find my heart out. Can't find. Can't find.
Most of you dudes starting to regret it. Yeah, I done started back breaking the music out like some kind of way that it's spreading. Like some kind of wild disease across the whole nation. Blowing all y'all out in any location. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop the way that Mr. Super and I do, like I said. Can't find my hideout, can't find. Can't find my hideout, can't find. Can't find my hideout, can't find.
What you looking for?
Can't find. Tell me I'll be hideout. Can't find a hideout, can't find.
What you looking for?
Can't find a hideout, can't find.
You'll kill yourself.
Can't find a hideout, can't find. Can't find. You'll kill yourself. Can't find a hideout. No, check it. Yeah. Well, most of you dudes out there don't know what time it is. This is 39 already, it's been had a day quitting. Got inside of a whole bunch of many trips. Plans going out for y'all out there. Knowing that you getting ready to get blown and explode. When I drop these landmines off the top of my dome. Like I said, can't find a hideout.
What you looking
can't
for?
Can't find my hideout. Can't find. Can't find my hideout. Can't find.
Change my position and change the way that I'ma still be illing.
Capisce?
Up against materialism. And naturalism, you know what I mean? Never know what's going on. And the horses galloping.
And these old boys riding.
Know what I mean?
Screwed
up. You know how we do it up in here, man. Up against this materialism and this, you know, this,
man, you don't know what you talk about.
Drugalism.
They
don't hear the
riding
horse
them horses, man. They riding the horses. Yes, they is. Somebody done pissed somebody off.
Me, yeah, in general, yeah. I'm down. I done landed.
Strange.
Every mistake.
Strange.
There is a lesson.
Strange.
Man, boy, y'all are
strange.
Leading all these people in the wrong direction.
Strange.
Man, y'all need to change up y'all.
Strange.
All the thoughts motivate my mind, got me feeling like sometimes I wanna go back in time. Yeah, what am I doing? I'm climbing ladders. Sometimes to make me feel like this is a 38 special. Going blaming, pointed at your dome. All you MCs know, yeah, when it's time for Mr. 239, world was born. All you MCs know, yeah, I've been going through too much for a long time. A lot of people told me back in the time that I was scarred. I guess that's the reason I've been scarred. So God told me to be the general, to come through with this law. All you MCs out here being lost, and y'all going down a stream of a lot of dead and I hate shit. Don't understand.
The strain. The strain.
Situations. The only thing it is, I'm looking at the present, the gift under the reality tree. So I go under the reality tree like Christmas, waiting for Saint Nick. But yo, I guess G-O-D is Saint Nick to me. So the presence to me is like a gift in a beautiful treasury. So everything that I do, everywhere I be, I don't worry about what's gonna happen. I just sit back and I just keep meditating. All I can do be me. All I can do is just be me. Yeah, yeah. Now
I'm at this situation, trying to figure out how I'ma get myself out of different locations. I'm talking about tangling of different situations that I deal with, that I'm juggling with. Trying to figure out how I'm gonna keep making my moves, but inside of my brain, I see the molecules are moving through, and my new medulla oblongata is coming through, circulating to all I can do is just be me. I don't care about the other cats in the industry, the other people in the street. I don't care about people doing things that been misbehaving, cause all I can do is just be me. Can't y'all see? All I can do is just be me. Yeah, I know I got to keep going, moving on. It don't matter if my dad or my family, nobody is trying to support me. Long as I'm getting the support from G.O.D. and Jesus is following me and guiding me through the light and the darkness. It don't matter how many people try to start. Y'all should have seen that I'm whispering in your ears with thoughts, just like my name was Benjamin. All I can do is just be me. All I can do,
come on, man,
is just be me.
You like it had in my name in pencil. Was high, not good enough for me. You think I'm that evenly replaceable? Trust me, you'll never find another me.
To the block, and don't stop, chimney hot. They miss me a lot, like Biggie and Pac, till they come get rid of me, not. Expose your disability, I'm posing like publicity shot. How remarkably we got this shit toned. Trying to take me out of my zone, like trying to squeeze blood out of stone. Build a wall with every stone that was thrown. The feeling got me taking them home. You ever seen a crown that was thrown? Listen, will I exemplify the spirit that they want to be again? There will never be another me again. Mary!
Once I was built, God broke the mold. No matter how many clones you make, they can't touch my throne. Oh no. People ask why I don't put up a fight, why I'm not angry and bitter. I don't have to fight for what's mine. The truth is not a quiet thing. It's life.
Walking with us on everything I love. I wear that pain on my sleeve in everything I does. Sometimes I pause when I breathe, reflect on what I was, how far I'm coming. I rep it, do it just because. We think it's deep, so come with me and let me take you to it. If we don't do it, who else gonna do it the way we do it? The old wise man on the corner sipping whiskey. Yo, it's dead when I'm gone. That's how I make them miss me. I took those words and I live them, no matter how I suffer. And while I'm here to love you, there'll never be another.
You will never find another me, no, no, no.
Let me give you some more signs. Some more signs.
Down payment before you shop. Only at Drive Time.
She knows.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, everybody, man? You now in tune into WIBSradio.com, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham, tonight is Happy and Unhappy Sundays, man. It's the reason why I played that Mary Mary song, man. God in me, man, because, I mean, it's going to take the God in me, man, to conquer my trials and things that I go through, man. Like, it's going to take the God in me to conquer the situation that, you know what I mean? I got the divorce papers right here in my crib, right now, officially. I got the divorce papers. I mean, I don't know how much it's going to cause to file them, but, I mean, you know, the way I feel about it, man, you know what I'm saying? If somebody posted something on Facebook saying that they've been something and they not really, and I mean, I don't know if they mind is together or whatever. I mean, I got the divorce papers, man. I mean, I'm going to say it on the radio show, and I'm going to show it on the Facebook here in a little bit, because I'm going to be doing a little sneak preview of Mr. Valentine Part 2022. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's going to take the God in me, man, to become to be a single parent, man. Like, I don't know, man. It's just I always marry the wrong woman. I don't know what the hell going on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they be saying that they the right one at first, and then I don't know, man. Like, this one talk about she didn't want to come back to me because she come back to me, she going to be miserable because I have vasculitis disease and all I do is music. And it's like, damn, you know, how can you be miserable? I mean, it ain't like I'm sitting down like, oh, like I'm all pitiful about this. No, I'm walking around, man. My girl's coming to visit me. I mean, matter of fact, my little girl's coming to visit me on Valentine's Day. So, you know what I mean? That's going to be a great Valentine's Day for me. You know what I mean? They're going to be coming to the crib. And, you know what I mean? I'm trying to plan up to see if maybe we can, I can have like a Valentine's Day party with them tomorrow. I mean, I went and got some stuff from the grocery store, you know what I mean? And, I mean, that'll be in the morning, so, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, sometimes it takes the God in us, man, to conquer damn situations, you know what I mean? It's like, and do, like, the other person care? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Like, me becoming a Mormon, man, and taking the sacrament, man, and stuff like that, man, you know, I mean, regardless of the fact of what Mr. 239 say or do on the show, that's my stage name. That's my stage character. But when it comes to Kena Bryant White, man, I got feelings, man. I mean, Kena was the one that was breaking down crying at church day. You feel me? Like, you know, because it's like it's happened again. You know, like, this is the second wife, you know, and I heard somebody say, when you go for it to get married a third time, it ain't going to work. And it's like, so, like, I mean, man, I'm just going to be married to my business, man. Like, I've been from day damn one. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I mean, right now, I got a goal. My goal is for me to become super rich, wealthy, and powerful before the end of the damn year. And I'm going to do it. And when I do it, me and my girls, we leaving this place. Because, I mean, I thought about it. This place has made me really damn depressed. Because this is where my second wife left me and my two daughters here. And it's like, damn, how am I going to make the best of this? Like, I mean, every road I ride past now around here, I get nothing but memories. You know, and she left me and my daughters with badass memories. I mean, you know, I try to make it where it was celebrating and happiness, man. But, I mean, when a person is addicted to a damn habit, alcohol or whatever, they don't see that. I mean, an alcoholic murdered my father, man. And it's like, damn, I'm trying to tell her, like, yo, you don't need to be drinking like that in front of these kids, man. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to be doing that. That stuff could kill you, man. You know what I mean? I almost died of prostate cancer because I was drinking alcohol. You don't want to listen, though. So I wonder where this 34-year-old woman is running around the streets calling herself an Eastern Star, but she left her Eastern Star book here. She left it when we was at Mount Zion, you know what I mean? And to her sisters out there, you know, y'all know what tomorrow going to be, y'all mama birthday. Like, I wonder where your damn sister at. What's she doing? Who, you know what I mean? Who's she screwing? If you want me to put it out there, man, you know, I don't want to talk about this shit no more. Fuck it. I mean, like, I, you know what I mean? It just gets under my skin. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here with two damn new wedding bands. I got both of my wedding rings in a red bag ready to toss these shits in the water over the bridge where I stay at. You know what I mean? And it's like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? I mean, the truth is the truth. And so, like, I'm about to just play some more music. I just had to say that. You know what I mean? And, you know, just the fact of the matter, man, it was just enough is enough. You know what I mean?
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you home. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
And I got a question for him. I want to ask him, and he's going to give the answer to the whole audience, haters and doubters and all that. So how does it feel to be successful? Basically, feels great, and I like to thank God for me being able to breathe, being able to do this the way that I can keep doing it with the energy. And that's for all the haters, the doubters, and the jealousy, all of them, all there was a push for me to have a celebration. All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and
is representing with word is on record. So everybody just sitting down on your chair and not familiar with what's going on right here. Yo, this is a celebration. We being able to live to see again, breathe again, eat again, walk again, sleep again, wake up in the morning and we be stretching. So we still breathing and yawning. So everybody got a reason to be celebrating. Because this is a special occasion. Every day you being able to breathe it. Even though people try to stop you from making it. Even though they try to do things that make you feel like you can't take it. Sometimes we just sit back and wonder about what was really going on back then. Was it just the things that was going on? When somebody see you going high, they wanna try to pull you down. But you know you got to let them know how it goes when you come around to do your thing. Even though people didn't think that I would pursue my dream, now everybody knew how I did. When I did it from NC to SC, all the way across the galaxy, everybody know what it's gonna be when you see WB and Mr. M4.239. Come up, everybody, put your hands up, cause this is a what?
It's a celebration.
They was gonna do. They was really gonna be on point what they said they was gonna do. And that dude by the name Mr. Two, he was doing what everybody said that he couldn't do. Yeah, y'all know how he did. He just kept making his move. Even though people said that he was just gonna be a fool. They played me like a joker, like I was the one that made a move like a monster. But really, that's what it really was. So now I stay hell around the Elgin. While these niggas be sitting around hating, wondering, I tell them how you gotta do. Just sit back, be patient. And you know what time it is, y'all keep on thinking. Everybody thought that they could erase this. Nah, ain't no way to erase this. Because, yo, I keep moving like the instruments in the background. Y'all know how it is when I crack the ground. Everybody didn't think I was gonna bring that hip-hop back around. But now they know it's celebration. Celebration.
Yo, that was Celebrate Arena, man, by Mr. 239, man. And I'm going to give y'all the meaning of what I mean by that song, Celebrate Arena, man. Like, during the time when I made that joint, I was staying in North Myrtle Beach, man. And I was staying in a condo, man. I was staying in a $42,000 condo at a place called Barefoot Resort, man. And I had just got my money from the government, and I had a nice car and, you know what I mean? Like, actually, you know what? Actually, I recorded that joint when I stayed. Yeah, I was staying in a beach house in North Myrtle Beach. And that's when I invented that. I was, I first got my experience in recording with Mixcraft. And it was like one of my third songs I made. And it was a song that I was going to make to keep myself, to lift myself up. At any time I felt bad or felt down, because I used to go through a lot of stuff. And like now I'm still going through stuff, man. I mean, just to put it out there, man, I mean, my cousin, the reason he felt the way he felt is because, as I said before, a girl almost made him kill himself. You know what I'm saying? And then me, I almost got killed by a female. She stabbed me over 168 times on my body, man. I still got the cuts and all that stuff around me on my body right now to this day. I didn't even go to the hospital for it. You know what I mean? And just don't, I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, man, my goal is, man, I ain't going to stop until I become super rich, wealthy, and powerful, man, before this year end, man. So I can make a future for my daughters, man, that they won't have to depend on no mommy around them or no mommy, you know what I mean, to give them more attention, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, man. Like, you make vows with somebody and they just go a different way because somebody was in their ear. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's why I missed the Valentine's Part 2022, the preview, which y'all will be seeing here soon, as soon as I get this show, you know, and share it on my Facebook page, because this one was definitely a keeper tonight. Worried up. I mean, I'm not a bad person. My cousin not a bad person, man. We just been through bad situations, you know, and, you know, I mean, that's why before, when the show was about to end, I play songs that really make sense. Like, everything we do makes sense, and it has a reason, a meaning, you know what I'm saying? Especially me. I have a meaning for everything that I do, you know, and... But no matter what, under all the hardcoreness, there is still a sweet heart in my heart, man. You know what I mean? I still know how to be sweet, but I won't be nice, but I know how to be sweet. You know what I mean? And like I said, man, you know, I cherished and I was worshiping my second wife, Catherine Marie Naglaski, a.k.a. Bojo Nate Sistar. You know what I mean? I was worshiping her. Maybe that's why she got took from me. You know what I mean? I mean, I thought that you're supposed to have your woman in front of you, everything. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, I was doing so much as carrying her panties in my pocket, man. You know what I mean? Just to keep her, you know what I mean? Just her stench on me. The panties was clean. You know what I mean? Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, and all of that, putting her on a pedestal made me lose her. So, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to ever find another woman that's going to be caring for me and love me and plus love my little girl, too, at the same way. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, that's why, like, you know, Valentine's Day is approaching. And, I mean, I'm going to get ready, get pressed up, get everything, get the behind the scenes ready, the previews ready for my new movie, because I'm shooting that I don't give a what happened. I mean, this has been a tradition for me, man. I shoot movies. That's what I do. I don't give a damn if a woman leave me. I said, you ain't doing nothing but motivate me to shoot the damn movie good. And boy, I got a special prop I'm going to put in a preview with everybody sit on Facebook. So I want to see how fast her ass responds after she sees them papers. You know, so like, them papers, well, I'm going to flash some papers on Facebook tonight. How about that? And we'll see how serious your ass is about a divorce. I'm going to say how serious I am about it. Word up. I'm going to show you one page where you can understand it. You know what I mean? Because you're not going, I'm not going to keep dragging badass baggage and luggage on me. Like, damn, grow the fuck up. You 34 years old. If you're going to get a divorce, let's make it happen. Don't start talking out your ass and making it, trying to make it look like whoever you with. The other nigga, whoever you with, the big-headed nigga, I don't care who the fuck he is. I hope everybody see the certificate that I show on my radio show tonight. That's the type of man I came from. I ain't got to kneel down and kiss no female ass. I ain't got to lay down, kneel down and kiss no female feet. I ain't got to kiss no female hand. And let alone kiss her ass. I ain't got to do none of that. And I damn sure ain't got to be scared of some nigga. Whoever you with, I don't give a fuck who you with. All right? They ain't come from my background, and they ain't come from my cloth. So take that day, you and that big-headed motherfucker, whoever you with, whoever's you with, and y'all take that to your corner with it. All right? Because that's how I feel about it. And you'll see what I mean. Like I said, ain't nobody you with can top who I am. Word of bond on that. Ain't nobody who you with can top who I am. Man, I'm walking around with $239 sneaks on my feet that I designed. I designed these damn shoes. The nigga you with, he don't even design. He probably ain't got no stars like me, man. I got my own team. I got two teams, man, and a store. And another store, my clothing line, with all my adventures that I designed. Plus, I got a woman clothing line called Jello Wear that I had gave you your ass, but you walked away from it. So Valentine's Day for me going to be real nice. And I hope your ass see the scene that I put and I show them papers. Because when I get my money up, I'm getting a divorce from your ass. How about that? I show you who playing and who kidding and who not kidding, okay? Believe that. Gonna text me, gonna message me on Facebook, good morning, after I told you to send me my damn divorce papers. Then you gonna come out and say, send me a picture of the girls. What the for? So you can let some lame up who you hanging around work, witchcraft and roots, make my little daughters get sick, almost about to get COVID again? I don't think so. I'm the new Superman. I'm the new Man of Steel protecting my daughters. How about that? And I'm out, man. That's how I say that right there. Word up. I'm out, man. I'll see y'all soon, man. Word up. And y'all be seeing me soon. As soon as I share this show, I'm going to pop live on Facebook and show everybody how Keno do it. I'm going to have my mobster suit on. I'm going to have my mobster look on so everybody get it going. And for anybody mistaking me as a pimp, I'm not a fucking pimp. Because if I was a pimp, I'd have your fucking females going out getting money from me, fucking other dudes, and getting money and bringing it to me. So I'm nowhere near that. I got a Nina in my bag over there. She can go out and make people give me money. All I gotta do is click her cleavage between my finger and she busts a nut when a bullet come out. How about that? Mobster sounding off. Capisce.